This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Shot you had today, Bat. Went right in the cup.
Yeah, but does it count as it bounced off that lady's head?
Sure. Everything counts.
You see the way that thing bounced off her? Why, she must have a steel plate in her.
And if she doesn't, she will have.
I hope she's okay.
Oh, she's fine.
I don't know. She's still lying in that sand truck.
No, she's up, see? Oops.
I got 45 in the front nine. I should wind up in the 90s today.
Let's see what I got here. I got 136. I'm going to finish under 300.
You're sure you've played this game before?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's bursitis. It throws my game off totally.
I got bursitis in my neck.
I got some on my neck and in my shoulder and in my arm and in my back. A little in the face, too, has been spreading like crazy.
Oh, I love your sense of humor.
Should we tell him now?
Sure. We were going to wait to tell you in the clubhouse, but the way you've been playing, I might not live long enough to finish this game. Go on, Jack. Tell him the big news.
Get ready, Bat. This is big. Are you ready?
Okay.
You sure you're ready?
You bet.
I love moments like this. It's like the Academy Awards.
Jack, you gonna tell him?
Bat, how would you like a new job?
A new job?
Is that the way you tell him? With a build-up like that, you just say, how'd you like a new job?
Oh, what new job?
What's wrong with that?
You kill the drama. You totally kill the drama.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I killed the drama. Just go.
You forget about it now.
You want to do the back nine or have lunch first?
Hey, it doesn't matter to me. Excuse me, but you mentioned a new job. What sort of job?
Didn't I tell you?
Hard to believe he's the leader of a state. If this is Texas, we'd have shot him a long time.
Matt, how would you like to be Lieutenant Governor?
Lieutenant Governor, me?
Right.
You already have one.
I don't like him.
Why?
Why?
He's a gambling drunk.
Right. And he makes loud noises when he eats.
Okay, Jack.
I have to sit next to him at banquets. It makes me sick to my stomach. I got cows that eat softer than that.
Jack. Now, one term is Lieutenant Governor, and then we'll run you for Senator.
Senator?
We did a poll. People will vote for you. They like what you stand for. Well, you got a wonderful profile.
Really? I never liked it very much. I never thought that the chin was strong enough.
Yeah.
There it is again. That wonderful sense of humor.
You sure you don't have a little Jewish blood in you?
Senator Bat Campbell. Sounds good, huh? And Gene here will finance your campaign. What do you say?
You'll finance my campaign.
Be happy to. I need me a senator. I now own 6 governors, 18 congressmen, 4 attorney generals, 11 cars, 12 houses, but not one senator.
Own?
Oh, well, now I'm just joshing with you. You can't own people. That misguided fella Lincoln saw to that. No. What I'm saying is I just have a real nice relationship with a whole lot of people. What do you say, Senator?
Gee, I wish my father were alive to see this.
If he was a golfer, he'd probably kill him.
You know, Bat, we could hire somebody to play your father. like Melvin Douglas. He could campaign for you.
He's got a mind like oatmeal.
He'd get the senior citizen vote.
Well, you think about it, Bat. Now, you don't have to make any decisions on anything, but just sort of get used to the idea, huh? Now, what do you say we keep playing, and then we'll have lunch, huh?
All right.
You're up, Bat.
Yeah.
You got it. All right.
I love it, son.
Ease up on the stick.
Gonna hit the car. Truck's gonna hit the Mercedes.
Truck's on fire.
What happened to the Mercedes? I don't see it.
I think it went over the cliff.
Oh, what should I do?
Change your grip. Turn your wrist, keep your head down longer, and follow through.
Hiya, big guy.
Oh.
How's it going?
Dutch.
Boy, you don't look too good.
I don't?
No, you look a little puffy.
Puffy?
Yeah, kind of like Poppin' Fresh.
Poppin' Fresh?
Yeah, Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I haven't slept. I'm staying at the Y and I can't sleep a wink.
How come?
I'm surrounded by winos and homos. The winos keep trying to steal my wallet, and the homos just keep trying.
Why are you staying at the Y, then?
Well, I haven't got any money. It's why I ask you to meet me, Dutch. Could you loan me a little? Dutch, only for a while.
Come on, big guy. Why don't you just come home?
What'll it be?
Eggs. You think you can make them without Penn's oil today?
God, we got Sir Lawrence again. Why do you come here? All you do is complain.
I'm not complaining. I'm merely making a request. Yesterday, my poached eggs were served in an oil slick.
Did you want the crust cut off your toast?
Please?
I just have a coffee.
It'll be greasy. I don't know how they do it. They make greasy coffee.
Come on home, big guy. We need you. Billy hardly speaks a word of English anymore. Nanny is miserable, and I miss you, and the pool is filthy. Come on.
I'm afraid to, Dutch. The thought of Jess with that foreigner makes me so angry I could kill. I've killed before. I'm afraid I'll kill again. I still love her, Dutch. I want her back. I want her.
Oh, come on, big guy, come on. You just stop and think about it for a minute. What's the big deal? They had one night of passion, right? So what? One night, what's to get crazy about? So they strip. What is that? Just bodies? Naked bodies. So she gets naked with him, and he gets naked with her.
I'll kill him, I'll kill him, I swear I'll kill him.
Thank you. You gotta watch your nerves, big guy.
I still love her, Dutch. I want her back.
Yeah, well, you gotta learn to live with life not being perfect. What do you think I've been doing lately? Things with me and Eunice is terrible.
Oh, sorry, Dutch.
Our sex life is in the toilet. She can't do it unless we do a fantasy.
Dutch, Eunice is my daughter.
Well, she should be in bed with Walt Disney.
Dutch?
One night I'm a cop, the next night I'm a stormtrooper, then I'm a forest ranger. I got a hell of a collection of boots now, let me tell you. Boy, do I miss the good old days of screaming and scratching, Corinne.
Stop it, Dutch, stop it.
Hey, Dutch.
Get out of here, will you?
Fine, I'm leaving. I don't even want to stay. Let me tell you something, my good man. I do a lot of business entertaining. Rest assured, I shall not do it here.
That'll be $3 for the meal.
Dutch,
Pay the man.
Chester?
Hi.
Danny.
Danny, is Chester here?
No, not at the moment. He kind of, stormed out. Come on in.
Thanks. You okay?
Great. How about you?
Me? Great.
Good. That's good. Yeah. Oh, God.
I can't stand it.
I'm so miserable.
So what's new?
Oh, not much. Chester left me.
Is that why he's not here?
I think so.
I'm sorry he's not. I really needed to talk to him.
Problem?
Yeah. I usually talk to Bert about my problems, but Bert is no longer Bert. I mean, he's changed, you know?
Chester's changed, too.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to my mother about this problem, because she's got enough problems. Gwen is gone, so I can't talk to her. And even if she were here so I could talk to her, I wouldn't have to talk to her, because my problem is the fact that she's gone. You see, if she didn't go...
I got it.
Every time I get close to a woman, she either runs off or gets shot. I hope this is just a phase.
Every time I get close to a man, he runs away too.
Hey, what is it with us? How come people are always running out on us?
You don't suppose it's something we do that drives them away? You know, I mean, like some disgusting habits we have.
It must be. I mean, I have some really disgusting habits.
Come on, how could you have any disgusting habits?
Oh, I do.
Mine are more disgusting.
You want to talk disgusting habits? You are looking at the king.
Nothing compared to mine.
Oh, come on.
You don't believe me? Okay, listen. Well,
it's pretty disgusting. But I wouldn't leave you just because you drink like a Saint Bernard.
Chester's very sensitive. Mm.
I hum when I eat. Yeah. You don't believe me, do you? I don't even know I'm doing it. I make this sound when I'm having dinner. Sounds like I'm making love.
Do you ever get white stuff in the corners of your mouth?
Are you kidding? I invented that.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
Honest to God, I look like Old Yeller right before they shot him.
Is that why she left?
I think it's my legs.
What's wrong with your legs?
Oh, come on, look.
What?
Too skinny.
Oh, please. You have a great body. I wish I had your body.
Now, why would you want my body? Your body's incredible.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, really. If I wasn't feeling so terrible and you weren't my stepmother, I'd... Well, you know, I'd look at it harder.
Well, and if I wasn't feeling so... miserable, I'd, well, me too.
I mean, you really have some great body.
Well, I'm flattered.
Well, this has been great. I mean, thanks for letting me talk. You really made me feel better.
Me too. Thanks.
Anytime.
And if you ever want to talk some more, I'd be happy to listen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too. I better get the hell out of here. It's not that I want to. I just think...
Yeah, I know.
I'll see you.
You hungry?
Famished.
There's a new pizza joint in town.
I love pizza.
I'll hum.
I'll order a Coke, and I won't even hear.
Mary, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? The baby, is Scotty all right? Is the baby sick?
No, he's fine.
Fine? Fine? You call the office hysterical, say something unintelligible about the baby. I race over here and you say he's fine. What's the matter with you?
If I tell you, you'll think I'm crazy.
Mary.
Scotty's okay. He's okay. He's just a little exhausted from flying, so he's taking a nap right now.
Flying. He's flying now?
I am not crazy.
Scotty does not fly. I know for a fact it's genetic. Nobody in my family ever flew.
Why won't you believe me?
Mary, did you actually see him fly?
That is not the point.
Has anybody ever seen him fly?
I think Chuck.
Chuck talks to Bob. This is your story.
He was out of his crib. How did he get out of his crib?
Mary, babies get out of their cribs. I don't know how.
Normal 12 months old babies do not defy gravity.
Going back to the office.
He has superhuman strength.
Mary.
How did he push the toy chest across the room?
Babies figure out how to do things. I don't know how. How heavy could that toy chest be?
Bert, it was built in.
What a terrific kid. Hey, Chuck, show him what Scotty did.
Yeah, he was messing around with his crayons.
That's not normal. 12 months old babies don't experiment in cubism.
Maybe this is a quirk.
A quirk?
A quirk. Picasso painted when he was 3. Mozart wrote a symphony when he was 8.
Scotty is 1.
So he's advanced for his age.
My baby lifts heavy objects, paints and flies, and you call it a quirk.
Mary, I want to ask you something. Have you had anything to drink today?
Oh, come on, Bert. On my honor. Tell him, Chuck.
Oh, no, it's the truth, Dad.
Yeah, me and they're going on the wagon together.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to go check.
He won't believe me.
Mary Campbell?
Yes.
My name is Dr. Rudolph. I'm a psychiatrist.
I am not crazy. He flies. Have you come to take me away?
Where do you want to go?
I'm confused.
I'm Jody's analyst.
Oh, my God, come in. What's the matter with Jody?
Oh, nothing, nothing. He's fine. There's a little something I think you should be aware of.
What?
Julius, right this way. Here we are. This is your phone. See?
Jody?
This is my family? This is not my family.
Julius, this is your mother.
Excuse me, this is not my mother. My mother looked like an elk. This lady is a raquette.
What is the matter with him?
He thinks he's an old Jewish man.
Oh, my God. Jody, Jody.
Oh, there's me, lady. I'm old enough to be your father.
What have you done to him?
Well, we were searching...
Doctor. Are we dealing here with a highly complicated and rare schizophrenia and multiple personality crossover? And if not, should we rule out trauma?
I think your analysis are most perceptive. Uh-huh. However, in this case, it's a combination of sensory deprivation and hypnosis, resulting in the possible regression to a previous bodily manifestation, or incarnation, if you will.
Sure, it's fascinating. I've never heard of a case like this before.
Well, you see, we were searching for the root cause... Talking to a dummy.
I'm the dummy? You turn your face in as an old Jewish man, and I'm the dummy.
All right, Mary, now I checked the baby. He is not flying.
Not flying?
Right, who are you?
Bert, this is Dr. Rudolph.
Yeah, hello.
And this is Julius.
Julius?
Hey, look who's here, Viaduct.
What is the matter with him?
He's Jewish.
You know, this is cute. This I never saw.
Dr. Rudolph is Jody's psychiatrist.
All right. What did you do to him? What is the matter? What did you do to him?
I took him back, hypnotically.
Back what? Back? What are you talking about?
In time, to a previous existence. He got stuck somewhere in the Lower East Side.
Well, unstick him.
No, negative, Bert. To presuppose a cure when you do not understand a problem could be disastrous.
You know, the cowboy I could live with, but this dummy is too much.
Hey! Who are you calling a dummy?
Not you, Shorty, the other fella.
I'm the dummy?
Only a dummy would talk to a puppet.
He's got a point there.
Listen to me now. Whatever you did to him, you undo, or I will sue you for malpractice, Callie. I will ruin you.
It's all legal, Sheriff. He signed a waiver.
How could this happen?
Look, all I know is I was sitting in a delicatessen, minding my business, having a mild coronary.
Jody.
Oh, and please don't call me Jody. Jody is a name for a puppy. My name is Julius Kessendorf.
I think you should call him Julius for the time being.
Oh, and this is your medical opinion?
Look, he's still under treatment. I'll see him once a day, and hopefully we can pull him out of this thing.
Well, how long would this take?
Oh, a couple of days, a few weeks, several years. Just sit tight and keep a lot of gefilte fish in the house. I'll pick him up by first thing Tuesday. We have a Mike Douglas show in the morning. Here's my card. Call any time, quickly.
Wait a minute. You can't parade my son around like you're some kind of freak.
Where's the bathroom?
I can't deal with this now. Don't let him outside. I don't believe this. My oldest stepson is now my nephew. My only real son talks to a puppet. My wife sees flying babies. And my other stepson used to be gay. Now is an old Jewish guy. I gotta get out of here. All right. Don't leave this house. Anybody. Ever.
Now that Jody is an old Jewish man, will Mary keep a kosher home? Will Bert become a senator, or does Lee Trevino have something to worry about? Will Danny ever find happiness? Will he find it with his father's wife? And will Chester stop crying and try to get Jessica back? Or will he remain all choked up about her? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap.